This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke by phone late Wednesday, the first call between the two since Biden was elected president 3 months ago. Biden affirmed his priorities of protecting the American people's security, prosperity, health, and way of life, and preserving a free and open Indo-Pacific, according to a readout provided by the White House. Two leaders also discussed the coronavirus pandemic, climate change, and the possibility of Washington and Beijing pursuing what the White House described as the practical results-oriented engagements on arms control. Chinese state television said President Xi told Biden that bilateral cooperation is the only choice to resolve and manage their differences. She called for various one-on-one dialogue mechanisms to resume to avoid any sort of misunderstandings. The television report also said she told Biden he hopes the U.S. will act cautiously with respect to such issues as Taiwan and Hong Kong, which are matters related to China's internal affairs and its sovereignty and territorial integrity. There have also been ongoing tensions over Beijing's initial handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which Chinese officials have repeatedly tried to blame on others. President Biden on Wednesday ordered new sanctions against the military regime in Myanmar, taking action after the military this month staged a coup in the Southeast Asian country and arrested de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior politicians. Biden said he was issuing an executive order that will prevent Myanmar's generals from assessing $1 billion in assets here in the United States. For more news, join us, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Prosecutors at former President Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial will continue making their case Thursday that Trump incited the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol last month. Prosecution, made up of Democratic members of the House of Representatives, showed graphic new security videos of mayhem to the senators serving as jurors in the case on Wednesday. Videos showed hundreds of insurgents. Trump supporters, the former U.S. leader, urged to go to the Capitol to try to stop the official certification of his loss for re-election. Some of the rioters shouted that they were trying to find former Vice President Mike Pence to hang him because he had rejected Trump's demand that he block the certification of the Electoral College outcome so that Trump and Pence could remain in power. The House prosecutors argued that Trump was no innocent bystander, but the inciter-in-chief of the deadly attack at the Capitol 1 month ago. Trump declined Democrats' offer to testify in his defense and is not expected to attend the trial. Trump's lawyers say that he bears no responsibility for the attack on the Capitol. Dozens of former Republican officials who view the party as unwilling to stand up to Donald Trump in his attempts to undermine U.S. democracy are in talks to form a center-right breakaway party. Four people involved in discussions told Reuters news agency. The early stage discussions, including former elected Republicans, former officials in the Republican administrations of Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, and Trump, ex-Republican ambassadors and Republican strategists, people involved say. More than 120 of them held a Zoom call last week to discuss the breakaway group, which would run on a platform of principled conservatism, including adherence to the Constitution and the rule of ideas and law. Those involved say have been trashed by Trump. The first COVID-19 shots are one step closer for low and middle income countries that have been left out of vaccine delivery as wealthier countries snapped up available supplies. World Health Organization scientific advisors on Wednesday recommended authorizing a vaccine developed by the University of Oxford and drug maker AstraZeneca. COVAX, a WHO-led organization aimed at distributing shots equitably worldwide, is set to deliver 336 million doses of the vaccine to 145 countries once the organization gives the green light. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.